Welcome to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I am your host, Adam McKay. Thank you all so much for joining us. It's been a while. I'm sorry about getting this off to a bit of a late start here, but I ran into another running club, and it took me a while to wash all the blood and guts off my truck. There was a lot of them, so sorry about that. We got a few things we're going to touch on today. Lots going on. It's Gay Pride Month. Well, it used to be Gay Pride Month. Now it's 2SLGBTQQIAEIOU and sometimes Y Month. Yeah, there's more. I don't even get it. The alphabet has fewer characters than this group of people. And there's some doozies in here, let me tell you. If you all remember, there's something called a horse skin now. And these people think they're horses. Okay, you know, I'm pretty open. As long as people aren't hurting each other or me or anyone else and they're just living their lives peacefully, I think it's great that they can do it how they wish. But, I mean, I'm going to draw a line somewhere, and I think I'm going to do it at horsekins, okay? I don't know. I mean, maybe. So you're a blue horse. Fine. You can come to the party, but if you start shitting standing up, I'll call animal control so fucking fast you'll wish you were human again. Let me tell you that. You also wish you were human again if you broke your leg. Oh, fuck, you'd just renege on that real quick, wouldn't you? Sorry, Mr. Horskin, we're going to have to shoot your brains out because your leg's broke. Oh, no, you know what? I'm starting to feel human again. Uh-huh. Well, it's too late. Bang. Problem solved. Sticking to the animal topic. Do you know how fish fuck? I watched a movie recently called, Jesus, what the hell is it called? It's by that big fat Mexican guy directed it. Guillermo del Toro. Lady in the Water? Is that what it's called? Lady in the Water. That cannot be what it's called. Am I going to have to pause this just to go fucking look? Shape of Water. It's called The Shape of Water. Didn't even need to pause it. Wink. So I watched this movie, and anyone curious about, you know, what's going on in the movie, basically this lady fucks a fish. It's just a long, drawn-out process where it's about a lady fucking a fish. And it got me to thinking, there must be some kind of a joke in there. So I did my research, and I Googled, like, how fish reproduce. And what they do is actually the ladyfish just, they literally drop like millions of eggs or hundreds of, I don't know how many, a lot of eggs, a big pile of eggs. They just shit it out. And the fish guys come over and essentially they like jerk off on this pile of eggs. And I know it's not, you know, it sounds like, oh, Adam, you're so crass, you're so gross. Like, I'm just explaining to you how fish fuck, okay? I didn't create them. I didn't make them do this disgusting deed. I'm just talking about it. So the fish dudes come over, and they're like, oh, sweet eggs, and they start jacking off. And that got me also to thinking, can you imagine if that's what people had to do? You're just out with your buddies, and there's, you know, you can't even keep your fucking group together because they'll see a pile of eggs in an alleyway and they run down and start jerking off on the fucking eggs. Like, get back here, Brendan. Jesus Christ. With the eggs. I guess it's time for a shout out. Give a shout out to our sponsor, Retards. They got a special on here Wednesdays. It's utensils are optional on Wednesdays. But if you don't use any utensils, I guess it's you get 13.67% off. So come on down to Retards for Wednesdays. No utensils. 13.627% off. Got an email, too, from a fan wondering if I could find another sponsor with a different name. And I told them it's not that easy. They suggested specials, you know, something softer instead of retard. But I don't think that that would work because, you know what? Special doesn't really mean the same thing as retard to me. Because Superman, you know, he was special too. But he didn't have to take baths in his fucking swimming trunks, did he? Okay, so special isn't going to work here. And it's never going to work. So retards it is. I mean, they're the only people that want to sponsor us. I can't help that. If you don't like that, being the sponsor, send us a check. Write down a word on a piece of paper, and that'll be the sponsor. You can write down any word you want. You can even write down 2SLGBTQQIAEIOU and sometimes Y. Okay? So, I'm going to tick-a-boo. That's like a time thing. Tickety-boo. That's what it is. I'm going to take a few moments is all I really wanted to fucking say. To go through some emails. I think I have some emails we're going to touch on, but I'm just going to be back here 1 millisecond. You won't even know that I was gone. And we're back like I never even left. Thanks for, thanks for being there, fellas and fellettes. We appreciate all the support. I think we're up over almost 1,500 downloads and listens. So we're getting a lot of support and I appreciate it. I didn't know how this whole thing was going to play out, but I think it's going to stick. You can follow us at Laugh Life Adam on Twitter. That's our Twitter handle. And if you want to send in some letters, questions, or concerns, you can reach us through Twitter. We're at Laugh Life Adam. Okay, I do have some mail here, and I'm going to get into it right now. Suddenly Susan from Yarmouth, crazy neighbors. Adam, have you ever had a terrible neighbor? I have a pack of scumbags living next door who are your classic white trash. Broken down cars on blocks on the lawn, loud music all the time. They cook weird stinky meats at all hours. And I'm pretty sure some of them are meth heads. The cops are there all the time, back and forth, and it's driving me insane. I can't move because a psychic once told me that if I moved, it would be bad luck and I would get AIDS. So I'm stuck here. What can I do to get them to leave? The cops can't seem to do anything, and I'm getting tempted to burn down their house. Any suggestions? Well, I don't think you should believe that psychic, because psychics are morons who want to separate you from your hard-earned money, or in your case, maybe not so hard-earned money. But I think you should maybe ignore this psychic's advice. That's my gut answer, is ignore this psychic's advice and move. I don't think you'll get AIDS. Just stay away from people with AIDS and dirty needles, and I think you'll be fine. What can you do? Okay, if you're going to stay, what can you do to try to get them to leave? I think you hit the nail on the head. You can absolutely burn their house down, and that will make them leave. Hopefully, it'll make them leave this earth. Because it sounds like they're just a smear on society, and nothing gets smears out of society like some gasoline and some flame. So that's a good idea there, suddenly, Susan. That's what I think. I don't know. There's not really any entertainment there. That's just what I really think, Susan. Okay, what else do we got here? I got something else here. Okay. from Jacob in New Waterford. Man, I'm getting a lot of New Waterford questions. Adam, what do you think happens when you die? Jesus Christ, Jacob. That's heavy duty. Okay. What do I think happens when you die? I don't know. Nobody could possibly know that. However, we do know what happens to the physical body, I think, because that's been studied and understood for quite some time. And I'm not going to go into it, but you can Google it and find out yourself. You know, information like that, I look at it like this. Our brains are like computers, you know, and we have all the information on the computer that we think we need to get us by each day for whatever. And that's like our hard drive. And a lot of other information that, fuck, you don't need to know that shit. That's on an external drive somewhere else. You can just download that information as needed, okay? So that's kind of how I look at intelligence and knowledge. So what happens to the physical body after dies? That's, no one needs to know that shit, but you can figure it out. And I happen to know it. I picked it up along the way somehow. You know, I've been to some autopsies and I've talked to some forensic pathologists about this. So I happen to know that, you basically just fucking rot, you know, you're like compost. That's all. Not a big deal. Whatever. Go back into the earth and, you become one with, whatever it is again. Now, spiritually, or I won't say religiously, because that's a human invention and it's silly. But I consider myself a spiritual guy, and I do happen to think that there's some sort of energy. I don't know if it's a stream or an ocean of energy or the cosmic energy or whatever it is. I do believe in something, and my hope is that you just kind of go back into that. Whatever that is, you just go back. You take all of your worldly knowledge and experience, and you go back to the motherland with it. You know, Bill Hicks said that his belief was that we are all one in the universe, and basically we are experiencing ourselves subjectively, and so I kind of believe in that. But that's a great question, Jacob in New Waterford, so thank you for that question. I'm not sure if I answered it, but thank you anyway. So we're going to get to another question here. Do I have another question? No, I don't have another question. I kind of live out in the woods. You know, I'm about 30 minutes outside of the city here in the HRM, the Halifax Regional Municipality. And I saw a homeless guy kind of wandering around out here. I don't know. I just thought, how the hell did you get out here? I don't know. He must have stuck in someone's grill and fell off out here or something. Now he's, well, I don't know what he's doing. He's homeless, so I guess he just moved. I have this colleague, an ex-colleague. He left the job, and now he is taking care of, he's a caretaker. You know, he's taking care of people that have a hard time taking care of themselves, which is so admirable. It really is. You know, my dear old mother does that, and you know, God bless these people that do it, because it's a very important job. But I don't know how they do it, because I could never do that. There's not enough toilet paper in the world that I would need to wipe someone else's ass. I'd rather, and furthermore, some of these people are probably jackasses, and you still got to take care of them no matter what. And there's not enough toilet paper in the world to wipe these assholes away, if you ask me. I'd rather wipe their dead bodies off a street than wipe their ass. And that's just because I find it gross. I'm not a hateful person. I don't want to see people hurt at all. I really don't. I truly don't. If there's two random scenarios and I had to choose one, and you know, whoever, the the Lord or God or whoever's in charge of everything, whoever's running all this shit. He's like, okay, Adam, here's what's next for you, buddy. You can either wipe this old man's ass or you can wipe this other guy's body that got just hit by a transport truck off the highway. I'm taking body off the highway 9 times out of 10. I don't know about you people, but that's what I'm doing. I got a really bad cold the last couple days. It's really the real reason why I haven't been able to get this episode out. But yeah, I'm even losing weight and everything. I stepped on the scale there, and I mean, it snapped in half immediately, but just before it snapped in half, I think I saw that I lost a couple pounds due to the illness, but now I need a new scale. You know, I always heard trans fats were bad. Now they're the only ones getting hired. What do you think of that? That's another thing, you know. I'm sick of being marginalized by the transportation industry. Transportation isn't just for trans people. It's for all people. All portation. And that's what I think. So, this show, I'm going to cut a... Yes, it's over 15. I promised 15... plus. And that's what you're going to get. And I'm not feeling too good. And I was going to say this show is brought to you by the 2SLBGTQQIAEIOU and sometimes Y group, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was brought to you by Retards. They have a utensils optional special on Wednesday. And you get, what was it, 13.6279% off? Or some shit. I don't remember. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Everyone for tuning in. Please like and share and tweet the show. We're at Laugh Life Adam. We're at Laugh Life Adam. And all of you fans, you tight-knit group, you know, there's about a dozen of really close friends of the show. And if we can get this thing big, I'm bringing everyone with me to the top. So please share. Anyway, you're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. You have a good night. Oh, one last thing before we all go. I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a new theme song. And it is litigation free because I own it. I made it. It's all me. And ain't nobody going to sue us and wreck this thing, okay? So I've named it the Laughter Life theme. And I hope you like it. I feel like it really hits the tonage of the show. And I appreciate the gentle nudges to get our own music, Ben. So I hope you like it, buddy. Once again, you're listening to Laughter Life with Adam McKay. Follow us at Twitter at Laugh Life Adam. You all have a very good night.